Roundup, Democrats reveal they dislike celebrating America after all. By Hannah Blow on July 4, 2019. The Democrat Party has been moving noticeably farther to the left. And President Trump's pro-America policies and Salute to America celebration have driven many over the edge. There are countless examples of Hollywood figures, 2020 Democrats, media outlets, and businesses revealing their true colors. Here is a handy list of notable entities and figures that have effectively turned on celebrating America. Nike. Just days before Independence Day, Nike decided to pull its America-themed sneakers, featuring the Betsy Ross flag. Details on the decision were scarce, but it was later discovered Nike was responding to concerns over the symbolism of the early flag. According to the Wall Street Journal, Colin Kaepernick reached out to Nike following its decision and said he, as well as others, viewed it as an offensive symbol, citing the broad air of slavery. As many pointed out on Twitter, the controversial flag served as a partial backdrop during former President Barack Obama's second inauguration. Charlottesville, Virginia. The city of Charlottesville decided it would no longer recognize the birthday of founding father and author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson. Instead, the city council voted to replace the April 13th celebration with Liberation and Freedom Day, which recognizes the emancipation of black slaves. George Washington High School. Last month, George Washington High School announced plans to remove an offensive mural of the nation's first president, with one speaker calling it a visual offense. Many critics of the mural have condemned its depictions of slaves and Native Americans. Now, the school is on the verge of removing the mural altogether, Breitbart News reported. The New York Times. New York Times Opinion tweeted out a controversial video 2 days before Independence Day, which made an argument against America's greatness and status as a shining city on a hill. It called U.S. greatness a myth and hit a number of common left-wing talking points, dropping sarcastic lines like, "But we have freedom in America, and everyone's jealous," or something, "And the truth is, how great America is really depends on how rich you are." Beto O'Rourke. The presidential candidate weighed in on the Nike controversy and noted he supported the company's decision. Interesting, though, is the way O'Rourke phrased the controversy. Emphasis added. "I think it's really important to take into account the impression that kind of symbol would have for many of our fellow Americans. Respect the decision Nike made and grateful for the conversation," O'Rourke told reporters. Harvard University professor Lawrence Tribe. The Harvard University professor remarked on two tanks on the mall, therefore preparation ahead of the Salute to America celebration, observing what he considered a resemblance to days before Tiananmen Square. He was not the only one either. There were many tank-inspired blue check mark freakouts. College professors. Many college professors, in addition to Lawrence Tribe, have taken to social media to express outrage over the Salute to America celebration. Here's a brief sampling. Marianne Williamson. The lesser-known Democrat presidential contender called the Salute to America event, celebrating American greatness and America's military, heartbreaking and repugnant, just 1 day before July 4th. "Watching Army tanks being hauled through D.C. for Trump's July 4th celebration is heartbreaking and repugnant," she said before peddling her alternative live stream. Pete Buttigieg. The South Bend mayor appeared on CNN's The Lead Wednesday and asserted that the big 4th of July celebration in the nation's capital makes America look smaller. He also accused the Trump administration of using the military as a prop. "The people who got our country started in the revolution were skeptical of a presidency getting too much to look like a sort of imperial or royal office. And I'm afraid that's the direction this president's taking it in," he added. Rob Reiner. The left-wing filmmaker went on a tangent Wednesday, essentially calling President Trump a sociopath for desiring to celebrate and honor the U.S. in the face of a humanitarian crisis, that this malignant narcissist would steal taxpayer dollars to stage a partisan display of autocracy to massage his damaged psyche is nothing short of sociopathic, he tweeted. Stephen King. Author Stephen King, who is no stranger to making overreaching partisan statements, declared on Twitter that Trump's decision to celebrate the military is a clear sign of dictatorship. Josh Gad. Actor Josh Gad kept his critique short and wondered if we had lost our minds, celebrating America with such patriotic extravagance. Bette Midler. Not to be outdone, Actress-turned-activist Bette Midler posted a series of tweets leading up to Independence Day, insulting Trump personally and wondering what business America has celebrating its independence while France experiences a heat wave. She also called Trump a hashtag fat fuck who is essentially killing Independence Day. Hillary Clinton. Trump's failed challenger knocked the salute to America's celebration Independence Day morning, reducing it to an event designed to feed what she implies is Trump's need to show his patriotism. Flag burners. I am going to D.C. on the 4th of July and I'm going to burn the flag in protest of his whole fascist agenda, Johnson reportedly told USA Today. Hashtag boycott Trump 4th of July. The hashtag trended Wednesday, but it appeared to be about more than the president himself. Left-wing social media users seemingly used the hashtag to list their range of grievances against the United States. There is nothing to celebrate about a country where one minority privileged class enslaves and terrorizes the masses, one user lamented. Nothing to celebrate about the extreme lack of class mobility, opportunity or basic freedoms in this country. It's the 4th of July but I'm not very proud to be an American today. Well, I haven't been since election night actually, another wrote. I am hoping for a monsoon with a touch, sick, of lightning and high with gusts tomorrow, another user tweeted, ahead of the Salute to America celebration. Despite the critiques, the president remains excited to celebrate the greatness of America alongside fellow American patriots across the country.